From Washington, this is VOA News. Jurors will continue deliberating in the fraud trial of President Trump's former campaign chairman, Paul Manafort. AP Sagar Magani reporting.
Manafort faces 18 felony counts, with prosecutors saying he hid millions in foreign income from the IRS and then lied to banks to get loans. President Trump's offering public support for his former campaign chairman, calling him a very good person.
I think it's a very sad day for our country.
He spoke not long after jurors started their second day of deliberations outside of Washington. Judge T.S. Ellis III says he won't release their names after the trial's over, as some news organizations have asked, saying he fears for their safety and notes he's being protected by U.S. Marshals after receiving threats. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Tensions between the U.S. intelligence community and the White House are ratcheting up. President Trump and John Brennan, the former CIA director who Mr. Trump relieved of his security clearance. Mr. Trump says he has no regrets about stripping Brennan of that clearance.
Security clearances are very important to me, very, very important, and I've had a tremendous response for having done that.
By early Friday, at least 15 former senior officials in the intelligence community had signed on to a statement criticizing what they call the ill-considered and unprecedented remarks and actions by the White House regarding the removal of John Brennan's security clearances. Mali opposition leader Somela Cisse rejects the announcement that President Ibrahim Boubacar Keita is the winner of last weekend's presidential runoff. He has decided that he will be filing a complaint. Cisse says the runoff results show that he won the election. This is VOA News. World Health Organization says security issues could hamper efforts to contain an Ebola outbreak in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo. Outbreak is in conflict-ridden North Kivu province, where some areas are too dangerous for healthcare workers to go. Lisa Schlein reporting now from WHO headquarters in Geneva.
Health workers have fanned out in North Kivu, tracking down contacts of Ebola victims and giving them an experimental vaccine. But WHO spokesman Tarek Jazarevich says more cases of Ebola are expected to be seen in the coming days and weeks.
We don't know if we are having all transmission chains identified. We expect to see more cases as a result of earlier infections, and these infections are developing into illness.
The WHO reports it is using the same Ebola vaccine that helped contain the outbreak in Equateur province. So far, it says nearly 500 people in North Kivu have been vaccinated, including healthcare workers and people who have come in contact with confirmed cases of the deadly disease. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
U.S. says it's cutting about $230 million in stabilization money to northeastern Syria and said future global reconstruction funds for the country will depend on a UN-led peace process. U.S. State Department says the decision, which was authorized by the Secretary of State, was made after other members of the Global Coalition Against the Islamic State made contributions and pledges of about $300 million to Syria. State Department spokesperson Heather Nort.
This allows us to free up our tax dollars, U.S. tax dollars, to use on other key foreign policy priorities.
In the past, U.S. officials have repeatedly said their priority in Syria is the enduring defeat of IS. U.S. is sending a hospital ship to Colombia to help treat some of the hundreds of thousands of people who have poured over the border fleeing violence in Venezuela. U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis spoke with reporters traveling with him to Washington from Bogota.
Can you imagine over a million refugees right now in one of our most populous states, California, and what that would do to that one state? Now just put that on steroids down here, and you see why this is a time when one of our fellow democracies is in trouble. We have to come in and help each other.
Mattis says those he spoke with in Bogota are enthusiastic about the upcoming ship deployment, which he stressed was all absolutely a humanitarian mission. The UN has said as of June an estimated 2.3 million people had fled Venezuela, mainly to Colombia, Ecuador, Peru, and Brazil. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.